Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bella and Joe with your 10am Zedlines.
In local news, McDonald's Australia confirmed work will begin in West End. This site will operate as a 24-hour restaurant once complete. The restaurant will be operated by Mandy Wentworth, a Queensland local. In a statement, Ms. Wentworth said that the restaurant would aim to play an active role in the local community through jobs, training, and support for local causes and groups. But this announcement has been met with a strong opposition, with some calling for a boycott and urging locals to continue supporting independent businesses in the suburb. The Gabba Ward's Green councillor, Trina Massey, was no fan of the new eatery. She said West Enders had fought for decades to protect the suburb's identity and McDonald's was not a good fit. Councillor Massey said, quote, "Approving a 24-hour multinational conglomerate into the heart of the neighbourhood without any community consultation reflects exactly what is broken in our planning system. There is a strong and very welcome call to back local West End businesses and to provide livable streets, not prioritising corporate expansion."
And Mary the Runaway Gold Coast Tasmanian Devil has been found. For almost 2 weeks, Mary has been the only Tasmanian Devil in the wild on mainland Australia after she escaped from Paradise Country. Wildlife staff and specialists have spent the past fortnight searching for the two-year-old devil, deploying sniffer dogs, thermal drone technology, and humane traps in an effort to bring her home safely. In a statement, a spokesperson for Village Roadshow Theme Parks said that Mary was in an unstable condition when she was found. Griffith University wildlife researcher Douglas Curlin said Mary could have faced significant dangers while roaming the suburban bushland, including dog attacks and car strikes. Dr. Curlin said, quote, "Veterinarians will be doing weight checks and probably looking at dehydration and seeing whether she has picked up any nicks, scratches, or bruises during her 2 weeks in the wild," he said. Mary will be returned to the Paradise Country facility after undergoing tests at a specialist veterinary hospital.
And in national news, voter support for right-wing populist party One Nation has reached an all-time high in recent polling surveys conducted in Queensland. The newly recorded 7-point surge makes the party's primary vote support increase to 24% and puts Senator Hanson in equal contention with Labor leader and former Queensland Premier Stephen Miles. Jim Reid, director of Resolve Political Monitor, reports that One Nation had made gains across all demographic groups and now receives recognition as, quote, "a movement with much broader appeal." Following Senator Hanson's address at National Press Club yesterday, she doubled down on her political stances, which has made media sources like Brisbane Times and The Age call it her no apologies speech. Topics touched on included her rejection of Welcome to Country, the dismissal of multicultural ideology, and instead the encouragement of a monocultural society, and finally, her unwavering claim to refute the media's accusations of racism among the One Nation Party.
The Western Australian State Union for Train Drivers says a draft bill mandating more lights on trains is fundamentally flawed and would not fix motorists' behaviours on level crossing. Last week, the WA opposition introduced a draft legislation that would require regional trains to have flashing lights, side lighting, and more reflectors. The WA Rail Tram and Bus Union has pushed back against the proposed bill, saying it puts onus on the train drivers rather than road users. Rail safety advocate Lara Jensen, whose brother and two friends were killed in a level crossing crash 26 years ago, said flashing lights were used on numerous other transport vehicles across the country. Ms. Jensen said, quote, "They're a universal symbol of hazard. They're a life-saving, evidence-based feature." Kuro Shire President Guy Sims said the changes were long overdue. Mr. Sims said, quote, "I don't know why we still need to be having this conversation, and that improved train visibility was a safety issue that should not be politicised. There are more than 20,000 level crossings in Australia, and about 80% are passive, prompting a national campaign to mandate more lighting and improve train visibility."
And in international news, the Swiss have had their say. As of Sunday, voters have put a stop to a right-wing anti-immigration initiative that aimed to cap the country's population at 10 million. After the implementation of a Free Movement of Persons Act in 2002, Switzerland's population grew exponentially and now sits at 9.1 million as of 2025. The growth is mainly due to immigration and has overall resulted in a structurally sound economy, which remains one of the most stable in the world, as well as major improvement and vital skill additions to sectors such as healthcare, finance, pharmaceuticals, and technology. Exercising their democratic rights, Swiss citizens were given a direct say in policymaking through referendums, which are typically held 4 times a year. Results showed that 54.8% of the population voted no to the population cap. This decision serves as a critical victory in the eyes of public-led politics, and as a Swiss citizen myself, I am proud to have been part of this progressive democratic statement.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy and no sign of rain. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.2, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.